This is Fresh Air. The writer-director Dee Rees made her feature debut with the 2011 teen coming-out drama Pariah, followed by her 2015 Emmy-winning HBO movie Bessie, starring Queen Latifah. The latest feature by Dee Rees, Mudbound, unfolds in the American South during World War II and features an ensemble cast that includes Mary J. Blige, Garrett Hedlund, Jason Mitchell, and Carey Mulligan. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
A sweeping epic of racial discord set in the Mississippi Delta during the 1940s, Mudbound is easily one of the year's most ambitious American movies, though it's unusually restrained in telegraphing its ambitions. The director, Dee Rees, adapting a 2008 novel by Hilary Jordan, doesn't announce her weighty themes at the outset. This sad, sometimes unbearably violent story, about what happens when ingrained prejudice and wartime trauma collide, feels so true and irreducible that it might have welled up from the very landscape itself. It's a beautiful landscape, but a terrible one, too. A harsh, unyielding world where blinding sun alternates with pounding rain, where cloudy skies stretch ominously over acres of dust, grass, and yes, mud. Crops are scarce, money even scarcer. A wife and mother named Laura McAllen, soulfully played by the British actress Carey Mulligan, describes the everyday hardship of life in the Delta, in all its tedium and brutality.
Violence is part and parcel of country life. You're forever being assailed by dead things. Dead mice, dead rabbits, dead possums. You find them in the yard. You smell them rotten under the house. And then there are the creatures you kill for food. Chickens, hogs, deer, frogs, squirrels. Pluck, skin, disembowel, debone, fry. Eat, start again, kill.
Laura is one of many narrators we hear throughout the movie, which Rees wrote with Virgil Williams. If all those voices make for a somewhat unwieldy juggling act, they also give the film a rich, symphonic quality, reminiscent of the multiple perspectives Faulkner used in As I Lay Dying. We hear from Laura about how she was uprooted from Memphis to live in a cramped Mississippi farmhouse with her sturdy but naive husband, Henry, played by Jason Clarke, and her nasty, irredeemably racist father-in-law, Pappy, played by Jonathan Banks. But we also hear from the Jacksons, a family of black sharecroppers farming cotton on a small corner of the McAllen's land. Rob Morgan plays the hard-working, God-fearing Jackson patriarch, Hap, while the R&B artist Mary J. Blige gives a quietly revelatory performance as his resilient wife, Florence. Jason Mitchell, so memorable in Straight Outta Compton, is terrific here as Ronzel, the eldest and most outspoken of the Jackson children. The equal time we spend with the McAllens and the Jacksons is crucial to the scrupulous, democratic nature of Rees's method, which gives black and white characters the same moral and dramatic weight. One of the movie's points is that war is the great equalizer, and in the heat of battle, death doesn't discriminate based on skin color. Shortly after Japan attacks Pearl Harbor, Ronzel joins the war effort, and is soon marching on Germany as part of the mostly African-American 761st Tank Battalion. Meanwhile, Henry's headstrong younger brother, Jamie, played by Garrett Hedlund, becomes a fighter pilot. The military may be segregated, but Mudbound demolishes the gap cinematically, cutting between the two soldiers, and also between their families as they toil alongside each other, anxiously awaiting news from overseas. After the war, Ronzel actually finds life more hospitable for a black man in Germany than it is back in Mississippi. Not long after returning home, he's exiting the local general store when he has an ill-timed confrontation with Pappy and Henry McAllen.
You use the back door.
Go on, son, we don't want no trouble here. Go on. Go on.
You know what? You're absolutely right. When we was overseas, they didn't make us use the back door. General Patton put us on the front line. Yes, sir. And you know what we did? We to kick the hell out of Hitler and them Jerrys. Are y'all at home safe and sound?
When a black man tells off a white man in the Jim Crow South, you can expect that some grim consequences are in store. And Hap, who has learned to survive by keeping his head down, urges his son to apologize to the McAllens. But Ronzel's speech is still a hugely satisfying moment, the kind that can cause an entire theater to burst into collective applause. Mudbound, alas, is only opening in 17 theaters nationwide. And while that's considered a generous allowance for a Netflix release, it also does the movie a profound disservice. In an era of white nationalist marches and Black Lives Matter protests, a picture like Mudbound demands the kind of engagement that only a big screen and a packed house can confer. It's only after the story has reached its harrowing yet graceful finale that you're aware of just how carefully Reese and her actors have worked out the different relationships between the characters. The movie's most significant and radical relationship is the one that develops between Jamie and Ronzel, two PTSD-plagued vets who become surprisingly fast friends, in defiance of every social norm they know. In these moments, Mudbound leaves us with a devastating yet powerfully consoling suggestion. When you've witnessed unthinkable horrors abroad, it becomes that much harder to endure them at home.
Justin Chang is a film critic at the Los Angeles Times. On Monday's show, oligarchs from Russia and former Soviet bloc countries who became business partners with Donald Trump. We talk with Jake Bernstein, whose new book is about the Panama Papers, leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm that created thousands of offshore shell companies where corporations and wealthy individuals, including some of those oligarchs, hid their money. Hope you can join us.